right down to earth in a language that everybody here can easily understand.
Just because it's late doesn't mean we're done yet.
And the server, that's a pen!
And the quarterback, you kidding me, coach?
There's still plenty more hits to dish out.
Well, he really hit the shit out of that one, didn't he? Look at that, he hit the f***ing ball. That gets a free steak.
This is Late Hits. Late Hits on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Presented by Dr. Jennifer Joseph. Get Physical RX. And by Dr. Krista Reyes, Texas Sinus and Snoring Audiology. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Patrick Creighton.
Swings and lifts one in the air deep to left field. He'll watch it fly. Jeremy Peña. One swing of the bat, and the Astros tie it at three.
I'm back in the New York room. I'm back in the New York room.
The 1-1. Bouncing ball right side through, a base hit. The Astros take the lead as Yuli Gurriel just plays a little pepper with one.
I'm back in the New York groove.
In the New York groove. In the New York groove.
Down a run, Alvarez shoots one through the hole, a base hit. Altuve on his way to the plate. Judge's throw will come at the second. The Astros have tied it. Yordan Alvarez starting to heat up. His second hit of the game. 5-5 on the Alvarez RBI single. Two and two, and Bregman into right center, a base hit. Alex Bregman delivers the go-ahead run. Jeremy Peña scores, and Bregman, the RBI machine.
I'm back in the New York groove.
In the New York groove. In the New York groove.
I'm back.
Judge on the crowd. Presley's got it. Easy flip. Ball game over, and the Houston Astros win the American League pennant.
I'm back. Back in the New York groove.
They asked for Houston, they got Houston.
You can't always get what you want, but in this case, New York got exactly what they wanted, and they got the absolute minimum that they could handle. Four games! Four! The Houston Astros are undefeated in the postseason. The Houston Astros sweeping the South Bronx Slumlords, sweeping them out of the Astros Invitational, also known as the American League Championship Series, sweeping them out of the Astros Invitational and going to the World Series.
They asked for Houston. They got Houston.
Second year in a row. Fourth time in 6 years. Your Houston Astros are playing for a world title. This might be their best opportunity to get that world title since 2017. Things seem to be going the right direction. The team looks to be unstoppable. Don't need a lot of runs. Pitching will pitch great. Pitching stumbles. And they'll find a way to score a bunch of runs. Other team makes an error. Astros will score because of said error. This is an Astros team that had no problems going to New York and finding themselves right back in that groove. The groove of beating the New York Yankees. It's what they do better than any other team in the history of baseball. The only team to eliminate the Yankees four times in a row.
They asked for Houston. They got Houston.
Maybe they felt a little froggy. Maybe they thought they wanted Houston. See, everybody thinks they want a piece of the Houston Astro. But that is because the Houston Astros are essentially the final boss. Right? No matter what video game you played, no matter how old you played a video game at some point. The final boss, the hardest guy to beat. For 29 teams in Major League Baseball, it's the Houston Astros. This is why their fans chant stupid things like, "We want Houston." You really don't want any of that smoke. But they chant because they believe they want their team to be victorious against the team they think is the best. Astros fans, they don't have to chant, you know, "We want New York," or "We want Philly," or "We want the..." Chant any of that stuff. You know why? Because Astros fans already believe their team is the best. They don't have to chant. They don't have to run their mouths. They don't have to talk big. Because their team handles business on the baseball field. And that is all the talking that the Houston Astros need to do. The team that has been sullied the most, first by Major League Baseball, then by a combination of the media, players, executives, with more false information, with more made-up information, all stemming from 2017, where every other team acts like they did nothing wrong, when we all know that that is not the case. And the truth of the matter is, let's say we go back to 2017, if the Astros didn't win, whoever won, they would have been cheaters. We already know the Yankees were doing it. There's a letter. And even though the national media wants us to believe it was a nothing burger, if you read that letter, it very clearly explains how the Yankees had a video room employee whose job it was to leave the video room, go to the dugout, which right next to each other, so it was like 10 steps, and give the signs to the Yankees bench, who could then flash those signs to the batter. And when they were on the road, because when you're on the road, the video room is not near the visiting dugout, it's near the home dugout, they used the dugout phone to get the signs so that they could then flash the signs to the batter. And as their former manager, Joe Girardi, said on MLB Network on live television, the signs would come from the video room to the dugout to the batter. Oh, wait. I mean the guy on second base. No, you didn't. No, you were right the first time, Joe Girardi. The Red Sox used an Apple Watch. The Mets and the Brewers gave baseball the goods on the Dodgers, and, well, they swept that under the rug. It wouldn't have mattered who won. It happened to be the Astros. Why? Because as a team, they were better. And in 2019, when it came to the Yankees as a team, only Astros were better. And we can't talk about the Yankees from 2020 or 2021 because they didn't make it far enough to play the Houston Astros in the postseason. They didn't make it to the Astros Invitational. But you know who did? This year, they made it to the Astros Invitational. Maybe the Yankees should go back to cheating like they did in 2017, because at least they were more competitive back then. At least then, they took the Astros to seven games. than when they, quote, allegedly stopped cheating in 2019. Well, they only got to six games. And this year, well, they got their butts swept right out of their own building. The Astros got to dance on the Yankees' graves. In their own backyards. And while I'm not sure if a certain junior senator from Texas managed to get more boos than the Astros did from Yankees fans, I think he might have. Is there anything better? Does anything warm your heart? Does anything warm your heart? Does anything warm the very cockles of your soul? Like seeing the misery of the New York Yankees. Seeing the Yankees in what may be Aaron Judge's final at-bat in pinstripes. Lose the game, lose the ALCS, go home. And, well, actually, I'll tell you what, it wasn't a totally bad day for the Yankees today as the Yankees annual golf invitational got started today. And Aaron Judge was atop the leaderboard at -3. Mike Stanton was -1. Isaiah Kiner-Falefa and Harrison Bader were each even, of course, not error, E. Anthony Rizzo +2. Gerrit Cole +5. Nestor Cortez, well, he did not finish. Second round is tomorrow, of course, weather permitting. Yankees are playing golf. It's what they're good at, playing golf before the World Series. Unfortunately, the Astros will not be able to attend. They've got other arrangements. Maybe my Mets could go out there and play with them. The Astros going to the World Series yet again. And we all get to hold up broomsticks and mock those who think they want Houston. They think they want the smoke. They think they want this team. Sometimes people don't really know what they want until it's too late. We'll have more on that next.
Years of research and innovation.
Innovation Map is the new voice of innovation in Houston.
Pretty cool, huh, Morty?
Covering startups, tech, energy, health, social impact, and more. Visit innovationmap.com today.
Do it now! Do it! Do it! Do it now!
Patrick Creighton for my good friend Dr. Ben Salento and Texas Science and Snoring. Do you suffer from sleep apnea? Dr. Ben Salento is one of the pioneering doctors of the latest technology in treating sleep apnea. It's called Inspire. Inspire is a tiny implant that keeps your airways open while you sleep. You even get to control the implant with a remote. So you get rid of that bulky CPAP machine, breathe and sleep better with Inspire. To learn more about this incredible new technology, go make an appointment to see Dr. Ben Salento at Texas Sinus and Snoring today. Take this number down, give him a call. 346-413-9313. That's 346-413-9313. Or go online and set up your consultation at TexasSinusAndSnoring.com. Go see Dr. Ben Salento at Texas Sinus and Snoring. Break the cycle and breathe.
Party fees and closing costs may apply. Chicago Mortgage Solutions, LLC, DBA, Zero Mortgage, NMLS 7872. Equal housing lender for licensing disclosures, program terms and conditions. Go to zeromortgage.com.
Attention homeowners with credit card debt or other high interest rate debt. We have great news for you. You can now slash your credit card or other high interest debt payments fast and easy. Yes, I said you can now slash your credit card or other high interest debt payments fast and easy with a Zero Mortgage cash out refi. Just go to zeromortgage.com. With home values up, now is the best time to use your home equity to slash those high interest rate payments. Go to zeromortgage.com and get started right now. The process is all online and takes just minutes. With Zero Mortgage, you can consolidate those high interest payments into one low rate with zero application fees, zero underwriting and processing fees, so you keep more money. So go to zeromortgage.com now and finally slash your high interest rate payments today with a Zero Mortgage cash out refi. Go to zeromortgage.com. That's zeromortgage.com. Go to zeromortgage.com right now. zeromortgage.com. zeromortgage.com.
It's Chevy truck season, so if you've been thinking about getting a brand new truck, now is the time. Lance Zierlein here. My favorite dealership, Gulf Coast Chevy, has lots of new Chevy Silverados waiting for you. And because it's truck season, you can get a $1,000 accessory allowance toward your lease or purchase of a new Chevy Silverado 1500, plus get a $1,500 total cash allowance on a new Silverado with a 2.7-liter engine. Gulf Coast Chevy. Shop online at LanceZCars.com. That's LanceZCars.com. Chevy. Find new roads.
Patrick Creighton for Dr. Krista Reyes, Texas Sinus and Snoring Audiology. Dr. Reyes is one of only two audiologists in the greater Houston area specially certified in tinnitus management. Dr. Reyes can provide you all the tools you need to manage your tinnitus and live your best life. If you deal with hearing loss or have ringing in the ears, you need to go see Dr. Krista Reyes. Call today, 346-413-9313, or go to TexasSinusAndSnoring.com/services/audiology and schedule your consultation with Dr. Krista Reyes today.
This is Late Hits on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Presented by Dr. Jennifer Joseph, Get Physical Rx, and by Dr. Krista Reyes, Texas Sinus and Snoring Audiology. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Patrick Creighton.
Sometimes people have their heart set on something and they think they know what it is. They think they know what they want, but then in the end, it doesn't exactly work out how they thought, and they're left with shattered dreams, broken promises. And that's exactly how it worked for the New York Yankees. But once upon a time, Winston Churchill, in a paraphrase, said, "Those who fail to learn from history are doomed to repeat it. Bring you the dirty city, Philadelphia." Everybody's hot till they have to play the Houston Astros. That's how baseball has worked. Everybody's hot, and then, oh, crud, there's Justin Verlander and Framber Valdez. Oh, crud, there's the best starting rotation in Major League Baseball. Oh, crud, there's the best bullpen in Major League Baseball. Everybody thinks they're going to score a bunch of runs, and well, until they realize they can't. The moment gets too big, and oops, we couldn't catch a fly ball. Well, that led to runs, and oops, we couldn't turn a double play, and oh, that led to runs. And the Astros, unless somebody hits a ground ball right back to Framber Valdez, the Astros don't make those plays. They don't oops. The Yankees oopsed, and every time the Yankees oopsed, they paid for it. Now, Philly can hit home runs, just like the Yankees can hit home runs. Philly plays in a bandbox of a ballpark, just kind of like the Yankees play in a bandbox of a ballpark. And they got a couple of pitchers who are pretty good. Just not quite as good as the Astros. I'm not trying to besmirch the Philadelphia Phillies, who, I mean, if you think about it, they had to fight pretty hard to get into the postseason because they were, you know, trying to battle off the Milwaukee Brewers and get into that last spot. And they had to beat the St. Louis Cardinals in a series where all the games were in St. Louis. Then they had to play the 101 win defending champion Atlanta Braves. Then they had to take on the San Diego Padres, who had just exercised their own demons in beating the 111 win Los Angeles Dodgers. And Philly handled the Padres pretty well. Listen, you win 4-1. It's a pretty dominant series. It was one of those things where, all right, well, you know, the Phillies are just A little bit better. Every game, they're just a little bit better. But now they got to go up against Houston Astros. And, you know, it's different. It's different. The Astros, they're not going to face pitchers for the Astros who, you know, are coming right off the IL or are, you know, coming back from being sick or being hurt. Like, no, you're getting a fully healthy, fully rested Houston Astros pitching staff. You're not getting, you know, half of the Astros like the Braves got last year with no Justin Verlander and no Lance McCullers Jr. and the rest of the guys kind of pitching on fumes because they all had to pitch way more than they ever had to before. You know, you don't have that this year. Now you have to take on, like, the whole Death Star. Fully armed and operational. Philly doesn't have a Luke Skywalker. Basically, Philly is going to be Alderaan. They're going to get blown the hell up. And whether it's 2-1 or 4-3 or 9-0, it doesn't matter. What matters is at the end of the day, it's going to have the Astros with a W and Philly with an L. Now, can the Astros be the first team since the Big Red Machine in 1976 to have an undefeated postseason? Since the advent of the wild card, there have been two teams to go 11-1. Astros have a shot here at history. And you get to throw Justin Verlander and Framber Valdez, who will be very, very rested. You get to throw Justin Verlander and Framber Valdez games 1 and 2 at the Juice Box. And here's, again, the bottom line. Everybody looks at the Astros as the final boss. The Astros are who every other team measure themselves against. The Astros are the standard. It's been 6 years, and what are the Yankees? The Yankees aren't figuring out how to beat the Red Sox. They're not worrying about how to beat the Blue Jays. They're trying to figure out how to beat the Houston Astros. They're failing miserably, by the way. But that's what they're trying to do, how to beat the Houston Astros. For the Mariners, it's a little harder. They got to get through the Astros in the division. But the Mariners aren't worried about, hey, how do we beat the Texas Rangers? How do we beat the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim, of California, of the United States of America? It's how do we beat the Astros? The Atlanta Braves, they were very confident they were going to run down the Mets. They did. They weren't talking about the Dodgers. They were talking about the Houston Astros. Everybody compares themselves to the Astros. That's the kind of respect everyone has for that team, despite the fact they all want to, you know, go back to the same tired BS cliches of, oh, you cheated. Oh, you deserve an asterisk. They all know what's up. Right? And all that, oh, you're dirty cheaters. You should be thrown out of the game. You should have an asterisk. Well, how come everybody from that team is on somebody else's team? The Yankees, who talk more junk than anybody else, hired Carlos Beltran to work for Yes Network. The alleged ringleader, him and Alex Cora, the ringleaders. The Yankees brought him right back to the organization. Hell, then they just have Marwin Gonzalez, who benefited more from the sign stealing than anybody else. Marwin Gonzalez is the one Astro who had a career year in 2017, notably better. Than any other year of his career. He's the one dude It's on the Yankees.
I guess it wasn't that big a deal.
Alex Cora, who did the exact same sign stealing in Boston the next year in 2018 and won a title, got fired for a year, got brought back. AJ Hinch is in Detroit. George Springer's in Toronto. Carlos Correa's in Minnesota. Well, for now. Dallas Keuchel was in Chicago. Charlie Morton was in Atlanta and Tampa. Oh, Gerrit Cole, he's in New York. For $324 million. Good thing he got paid because he's not going to get any rings. See, all the actual stuff that goes on with who gets brought to what team and who gets paid. See, if they really thought those guys were dirty, disgusting cheaters and they were horrible and they should be thrown out of the game, why does everyone keep signing them? Because that underscores the truth of the matter, which is they all know they were cheating asses too. The end of the day, just weren't as good. And that's okay. Because in about a week, the Astros are going to have two rings. And what will their excuses be then? Maybe they can put a roof on Yankee Stadium. Maybe that'll make somebody feel better. Maybe Brian Cashman can blame Aaron Boone for the fact that Cashman put together a very flawed team. See how that all works out. Coming up next, we will hear from the ALCS MVP. Late hits.
ESPN. 97.5.
Hey guys, Joel Blank. We know postseason baseball is upon us. NBA hoops, NFL, college football. It's a great time to be a sports fan and an even better time to make these games more interesting with a wager at MyBookie.ag. Join the MyBookie family today. Get your first deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. And if you make the deposit between now and Halloween, you'll also claim 31 free spins in the MyBookie casino. It's quick. It's easy. Claim your bonus. Register today. Use the promo code BET975. MyBookie also has a new feature called Money Bag. Under the featured tab, you'll find a handful of bets with crazy odds, like what inning will a home run be hit in a certain game. You bet, get a random inning assigned to you, and if the first home run is in your inning, you win big. Check out the Money Bag bets only on MyBookie.ag. Begin your winning season today and get your first deposit matched halfway with MyBookie.ag. Use that promo code BET975. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with the only place I tell you to do it. It's MyBookie.ag.
Patrick Creighton for Dr. Jennifer Joseph and Get Physical RX Physical Therapy. Dr. JJ and her staff offer one-on-one care to their patients. They listen to you to address and understand your needs, then develop a quality, customized physical therapy service tailored just for you. How do I know? Because I see Dr. JJ every week for therapy on my neck, and I've seen great improvement in strength, in range of motion, and a significant reduction in pain. Let Dr. JJ help you regain your movement, balance, and strength, and help you get back to living your best life. Go see Dr. JJ at her brand new facility in North Houston. Give her a call, 346-386-6683. That's 346-386-6683. Go online to getphysicalrx.com. That's getphysicalrx.com.
Hey guys, Bobby Harrell from Backview Brewing here. Just dropping in to tell you about our new seasonal King's Brow, a German fest beer perfect for Oktoberfest season, but still can handle this Texas heat. Available through the end of September, but while supplies last. So don't sleep on it. Go out and grab you some. Just going to drop a quick note about our flagship Pilsner beer, Blue Testament. It's an American Pilsner brewed with Texas blue corn and now Texas grown and malted Pilsner malt. It's going to give you a crisp German Pilsner aspect to the front of the palate while it smooths out thanks to the corn and the sweetness on the back of the palate. Cheers.
Get your home ready for the holidays at Exclusive Furniture. Get 60-month special financing in all furniture and mattresses, plus savings up to 60% off throughout the store. You want more? You got it. Same-day delivery. You still want more? You got it. Free gifts, 65-inch TVs, Oculus virtual reality headsets, iPad, and more. Get your home holiday ready now at Exclusive Furniture. Now with 8 great locations. Exclusive Furniture, where low prices live.
You're listening to Late Hits on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Presented by Dr. Jennifer Joseph, Get Physical RX, and by Dr. Krista Reyes, Texas Sinus and Snoring Audiology. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Patrick Creighton.
This postseason, can you take me through kind of what you've been able to do and how you've been able to do it?
I mean, it's surreal. You know, I've just been trying to prepare every single day, you know, play my game the same way I've been playing it all year. And, you know, going out and competing with the boys.
What is it about this team that tells you you can go all the way? You need four more.
I mean, we play for each other. You know, we're a unit. You know, we pick each other up. We have great chemistry. And we come out ready to play every single day. And we have a special team, and we'll see what happens going forward.
See you in Houston.
See you in Houston.
That is your ALCS MVP, Jeremy Pena, on the field postgame with Julia Morales, AT&T Sportsnet Southwest. And I'll tell you, you could not have asked for more than what you've gotten from Pena in this postseason. For a guy who got off to a very hot start, faded really hard, struggled with basically any kind of breaking ball outside off the plate. Dusty moves him into the two-hole late in the season. All of a sudden, he starts to get some confidence back. And he has been a huge part of their offense through seven games of the postseason. He's had three homers. He's had a bunch of key hits. He's been key to basically every rally they've had. Jeremy Pena has been better than advertised in this postseason. And he's a guy who is, you know, hitting in between future Hall of Famer Jose Altuve and, you know, top two hitter in the entire league, Yordan Alvarez. It's a pretty good place to hit. And he's making the most of it. Here is something I don't quite get. Why the Carlos who? Why the disdain for Carlos Correa? Why can't we just, hey, Jeremy Pena is playing great. Nobody looked at his numbers from the regular season. We have like a 290 on base and said, this guy's going to be a key cog for them offensively in the postseason. But he has been. But why the treatment of Correa like he's some kind of enemy of the state? Did Correa not give us everything he had? Did Correa not give you a Rookie of the Year, World Series, All-Star, Gold Glove? Was Correa not the guy who stood up when the whole world was bashing on Houston and said, hey, if you don't know the facts, you can STFU? Wasn't he the guy who stood up and took on the mantle of team leader? And then had a terrific season. Why is there so much Correa hate? There's no Springer hate. Nobody hates George Springer. He left the same reason Correa did. Astros don't want to pay him. But nobody hates Correa. Nobody hates Charlie Morton for leaving because he wanted to get paid. I understand why people don't like Gerrit Cole for leaving. Look, number one, he got paid record money. But yeah, I don't even know if that's where it is. It's the fact that after the 29 World Series and he's wearing the Boris hat and he's acting like a super douche, that's kind of where I think everybody got ticked with Gerrit Cole, who just acted like a giant D-bag. But how do you blame a guy for taking generational money? You guys didn't hate Dallas Keuchel when he's like, hey, I want to get paid. The Astros like, nope. He finally got paid by the White Sox. Nobody hated him. Why is there this hate for Carlos Correa? I don't understand that. Correa gave us a lot of great moments. A lot of postseason success. A year ago, everybody was, man, Carlos Correa, best shortstop in the league. Look at this guy, Gold Glove. He's got the average up, the on base up, sitting for power again. Cannon arm. Everybody was in love with Correa last year. Now all of a sudden he's like persona non grata. Just appreciate what he gave you. Move on. We can appreciate Jeremy Pena for what Jeremy Pena has accomplished, as opposed to, well, we're only going to appreciate Pena by trying to mock Carlos Correa as if Correa did something wrong. Like Correa didn't have a good season. Like Correa didn't hit for average. Correa did everything this year that he did last year. He just did it for a worse team. Appreciate Pena because Pena is performing. It's great to see young kid performing. I'll be honest, I didn't think he had this in him. At least not this year. I didn't think Pena would be able to be this successful in the postseason this year. And if you go back to game one against Seattle, in that ninth inning, we're on that second strike. He waved at a breaking ball that was 6 inches off the plate. And you're thinking to yourself, he's going to get himself out again, swinging at these pitches that are half a foot off the plate or in the dirt. Every time somebody throws him a breaking pitch low and away, he waves at it. Except Seawall didn't throw the next one low and away. At least not away enough. He left one on the very edge of the plate. Pena went and got it. And that, of course, brought up Yordan Alvarez for an historic home run of two-out walk-off homer down more than a run. Never happened in postseason history. Think about that. Over 120 years of baseball postseason history, nobody ever hit a three-run homer with two outs to win a game. Ever. It's unbelievable. And from that point on, that hit, it's like Pena's confidence exploded. Now he's at the plate. Knows he's going to get hit. And of course, he continues to flash with the glove. Had the play yesterday where he flashed the glove. They're in the shift. And he basically comes from behind second base to where the second baseman would normally play. In fact, I think it sounded something like this.
Chance to get out of the inning. As Rizzo, the shift is on. That is Pena. He spins. He throws. Oh, what a play.
What a play indeed. The glove has never been an issue for Pena. And no, he doesn't have Correa's arm, but nobody does. His arm is certainly good enough to play short. He just doesn't have a howitzer. But Pena has been terrific. Appreciate him for what he is doing. Now here's Alex Bregman talking post-game.
Alex, what about going to the World Series four times in 6 years?
Pretty special. You see the character of the guys in this room and how hard everybody's worked. We still got baseball to play. I'm excited to get back to Houston and keep working.
What do you think about Jeremy being named the MVP?
Unbelievable series. Stepped up amazing with this team. What a clutch homer today. That was amazing. He's worked hard since day one, since he's been here. He's a great teammate. Although it's his first year in the league, he's the leader of this team, and really proud of him.
What do you think of Astros fans?
Just super happy for the Astros fans. We love going out there competing and playing with them. We're happy to have him here. We heard him all series long at home and here.
Audio courtesy for our buddy Mark Berman, Fox 26. There's Alex Bregman. And, you know, basically praising his teammates, praising Jeremy Pena. Can't be happier to be going to another world. I mean, 4 and 6 years, back-to-back years. I mean, I know George isn't here anymore, but boy, it sounded like Club Astros in the locker room. You remember Club Astros, right? Sure sound like Club Astros. You guys want to hear from Justin Verlander in Club Astros? Here's Verlander in the Club Astros celebration last night.
You know, these guys here, we've never been afraid of the brightest lights. Obviously, New York Yankees, they bring the brightest lights, the most attention. And I think more than anything, not being afraid of it is probably the wrong word. I think we embrace it. And I think, we bring our A game. We play our best baseball when it's the biggest stage.
That is one of the biggest truths of the MLB postseason. The Astros thrive under the pressure. And it's funny because earlier in the postseason, Max Scherzer was asked about the postseason pressure. And Scherzer said, it's a privilege. Then he went out and melted down. Aaron Judge was also asked about it, and he said it was a privilege. Aaron Judge didn't have a very good series against the Houston Astros. The lights, the focus, everything being on the line in prime time, every eye on you, everything you do dissected. Not every team can handle it, and nobody handles it as well as the Houston Astros. We got plenty more from the Astros to hear. We'll hear from Trey Mancini. We'll hear from Lance McCullers Jr. We'll hear from Jim Crane. We'll get to all of it next.
ESPN 97.5.
This is Dr. Ben Salento from Texas Sinus and Snoring. I've been treating people in Houston for the last decade for sinus and snoring conditions. My new state-of-the-art facility in North Houston is specifically designed to accurately diagnose and treat even the most complex sinus and snoring conditions. So if you have difficulty breathing through your nose, snoring, sleep apnea, or even chronic sinus disease, give us a call at 346-413-9313 or visit us at TexasSinusAndSnoring.com. Break the cycle and breathe.
Do you like taking your car to a shop for maintenance or repairs?
Oh, are you kidding?
Exactly. That's why people all over Houston are using RepairSmith. RepairSmith will do all your car maintenance or repair in your driveway, safely, with no contact.
RepairSmith works on my car at home?
Anything your car needs. Oil change, battery replacement, or brakes, you name it. From regular maintenance to major repairs, RepairSmith will do it all at your home.
What kind of cars?
All of them. RepairSmith has specialists for every make, year, and model of car. Foreign or domestic.
Expensive?
No. You'll pay the same you would at a local shop. And you even get a guaranteed quote before you book. No surprises.
Life just got a whole lot easier.
To get a free quote, plus $25 off your repair, and to schedule at-home car repairs, go to RepairSmith.com and enter code QUOTE. That's RepairSmith.com code QUOTE. RepairSmith.com code QUOTE.
Listen, if you're a Houston sports fan, and you wouldn't be here on this station if you weren't, you need Simple Seats. Lance Zierlein here. Simple Seats is different than any other ticket site in one huge way. No fees. There's no convenience fees, no service fees, no processing fees. With Simple Seats, you pay for tickets and taxes, and that's it. And that saves you 20 to 30% when it comes time for checkout. It's SimpleSeats.com. Astros, Texans, Rockets, Aggies, Longhorns, ALCS championship games. Make sure you go to SimpleSeats.com.
You want specials? Damaris Barbecue has specials. Get a Frito pie on Monday. Tuesday, grab a po' boy or brisket tacos. Wednesday, chow down on a two-meat dinner. Thursday, go lighter with a large salad with your choice of meat. And Friday, my favorite, baked potato or your choice of a catfish po' boy or plate. And Saturday, Saturday's all-you-can-eat ribs. You can eat at Damaris Barbecue every day and never have the same thing twice. Damaris Barbecue is located in the West Loop, North 290 and 610, or on Shepherd, just north of West Alabama. Damaris Barbecue, great barbecue and a whole lot more.
It's Chevy truck season, so if you've been thinking about getting a brand new truck, now is the time. Lance Zierlein here. My favorite dealership, Gulf Coast Chevy, has lots of new Chevy Silverados waiting for you. And because it's truck season, you can get a $1,000 accessory allowance toward your lease or purchase of a new Chevy Silverado 1500, plus get a $1,500 total cash allowance on a new Silverado with a 2.7-liter engine. Gulf Coast Chevy. Shop online at LanceZCars.com. That's LanceZCars.com. Chevy. Find new roads.
This is Late Hits on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Presented by Dr. Jennifer Joseph, Get Physical RX, and by Dr. Krista Reyes, Texas Sinus and Snoring Audiology. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Patrick Creighton.
All right, we've heard from Jeremy Payne, you've heard from Alex Bregman, you've heard from Justin Verlander. This is a little bit different perspective. Because Trey Mancini wasn't with the Astros all year. They acquired him at the deadline. And Mancini's history is a little different of that of, well, pretty much every player in baseball right now. This is a really... I like this audio because, to me, it is a great sense of a guy who understands the bigger picture of everything going on because his life has been very different. This is Trey Mancini in the postgame.
Trey, how special is this for you, given your history, your journey, your story?
It's incredible. It's so special. You know, like I've been saying, from the second I got traded here, this group just made me, Vasky, and Will all feel so welcome, and anybody that's been called up this year, you know, the culture is just so infectious, and it's just a great team to be a part of.
Can you reflect back on what you went through medically, where you were in those days, and to now?
Oh, medically? Yeah. It means a lot. I mean, I 2.5 years ago, when I was diagnosed with cancer, baseball was the last thing on my mind. You know, it was a very serious diagnosis, and I just wanted to live. Baseball was the last thing on my mind, so... To be able to be playing, much less be a part of a team like this, is incredible. There are a lot of days where, you know, you're not sure what the future holds, but you got to take it day by day and, you know, continue living your life. And it's just so great to be here.
What's it like going to the World Series?
It's incredible. I can't believe it, you know, but... this team, I know, has some unfinished business, and we're really looking forward to this next series. You know, obviously, the Phillies are a really good team, and you know, we'll celebrate this, but, you know, come tomorrow, we'll be in the next series.
What's it like celebrating with these guys?
It's amazing. It's just such a special group, and you know, it's incredible. It's what you play for.
That's Trey Mancini in the locker room postgame with Mark Berman of Fox 26. And you know, totally different perspective from a guy who wasn't sure how long he was going to live 3 years ago. And playing on a team with a franchise that has kind of been a historical cellar dweller, the Baltimore Orioles, but you know, the only team he's ever known. To then come here, be welcomed, have teammates that he, you know, bonded with quickly, and find himself in a World Series 3 years later. I thought that was really a great cut for a guy who's both excited about baseball and yet understands, you know, kind of the big picture of baseball and life and how they kind of intertwine. Now, Jim Crane has obviously been asked about the futures of Dusty Baker, of James Click multiple times, and he made a point that he wasn't going to talk about it in the ALCS, right? He kept like, hey, I already answered that. That was his quote from the other day. He was asked about it, and he said, I've already answered that. We'll address it after the season. Jim Crane looked very results-oriented type of guy. I don't necessarily know that anybody has a problem with that. I think that if you work for somebody who is results-oriented but also gives you every possible tool to be successful and is willing to work with you side by side to be successful, those are the kind of people you want to work for. That's the kind of people you want leading the organization that you're a part of. Somebody who is, you know, willing to roll up his own sleeves, get his hands dirty in order to win. Now, this is Jim Crane on the field in the post game.
Well, I'm a little choked up, but it's, you know, it's hard to get here. A lot of long work, and these guys put in the time. And you didn't see all these fans here that were stuck in the crowd, but now they got their arms out, so it's exciting to see.
Are you more emotional than you thought you would be?
Yeah, I mean, you know, early on, I, you know, didn't realize how hard it was. Now I know how hard it is, and 6 years in a row, that's remarkable to get to this thing and win it a number of times. And now we got to go. We got to go.
That's Jim Crane, again, Mark Berman, Fox 26, on the field in the postgame. And is it because here you get a sense of a guy in Crane who, look, when he first bought the Astros, he wanted to win. But he also understood the organization was not ready to win. It was in shambles. So they tore it all the way down. They rebuilt the whole house from the bottom up. And they won. But they've continued to win. I think one of the things that he has learned is that winning is hard. And to win consistently is very hard. To be able to win consistently while watching star after star after star after star walk out the door is damn near impossible. Yet the Astros so far keep finding a way to do so. Dallas Keuchel, Charlie Morton, Garrett Cole, George Springer, Carlos Correa, hell, Jeff Luno, A.J. Hinch. They didn't walk out the door. They were shown the door. But two guys who are obviously very important to what the Astros built. That's a lot of big-name power in an organization that has left with essentially no compensation. And look at how they've replaced them. Keuchel, Cole, Morton have essentially been replaced by Framber Valdez, Jose Urquidy, Luis García, Christian Javier. Springer was replaced by Miles Straw, Jazz McCormick, Jose Siri, Jake Myers, Mauricio Dubon, now back to Jazz McCormick. Correa has been replaced by Jeremy Peña. The guys in the bullpen that they've lost, you know, they've replaced with the only guy they really went out and got that they paid any kind of decent money to was Hector Neris. Right, they traded for Presley before he was the closer. Then they re-signed him, and they've made him the closer. Right, but they tried Roberto Osuna. He got hurt. They let him go. They tried with another guy who punched himself in the face. They had let him go, too. So they've made moves. Some of them just didn't work out. But, you know, Ryan Stanek, he wasn't a big-time sign. They signed him for very little money. Brian Abreu is a homegrown guy who's had a big-time arm but questionable work ethic. They've gotten him straightened out. Right? They took on Rafael Montero, who was a throw-in in a deal, and they managed to get him to pitch the best baseball of his life. But a lot of, you know, lower kind of under the radar type moves that they've done for that pen. It'll be interesting when you see, hey, is Dusty going to be back? Is Jim Crane, is James Click going to be back? And you wonder how much of that do they know? Right, a big deal was made the other day when Dusty was asked about, hey, do you still want to coach next year? And Dusty said, look, I'm not trying to be a distraction to my team. I'm not going to answer that for right now. Let's just get through this season. Normally, Dusty always says, I want to be back. So was Dusty saying that because he truly doesn't want to be a distraction to the team? He doesn't want his guys getting peppered with questions about his future? Was he told, you know, by, you know, Jim Crane? Did him and James Click get told by Jim Crane? You get asked? Dodge, duck, dip, dive, and dodge. We're not talking about it. I'm not addressing it. I'll sit down with both of you guys when the season's over. In the meantime, shut up about it. Did he get told? Does he already know? Does Dusty already know he's not going to be back next year? I have a hard time believing that a guy who wins 106 games and goes to the World Series has already been told, yes, it's out. To me, it's got to be one of the former two, right? Either he really doesn't want his players being asked about it. He doesn't want it being a distraction in the World Series where every day before the game, everybody who wears an Astros uniform, everybody who's involved with the team is getting asked about his future. Or Jim Crane told him to shut up. I think one of those two things happened. I also thought something happened last night that was absolutely incredible. And I loved it, and I am going to talk so much smack about it next.
ESPN 97.5.
I assumed you knew.